name. Kripa bendu dia kuruwe na se Trina beka dina Sakala zalane Omeni akoro Nijamane spreya imra Sakala zaman Oite Sakala zaman Kora de jatate, de onata yata yata. Kabikado ibo, adina masuke, aparada oile yata. Gabehe no kripa, komiage janat, kritata koibe nata. Chale kichunae bae Tomara shakuna sara Kamanana hoele Kandia kandia Bananara kilo wara Ule Ripa benudia Trina Becca Dina Sakalat Sahane Bola Dio Koro Dijamane Spreya Ina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Siddhi Shi Shimad is divine grace. Abhaya Chananada Vaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Gijaya. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Gijaya. Nandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Gijaya. Namacharya Srila Vidas Thakura Gijaya. Param Sekho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Garadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindigijaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopika Pada Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannatha Swami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrind Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini. Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So in case any of you are wondering, it's kind of got a more natural color here. Wait a second. Color is really different than the... Isn't that... My robe is actually orange, not yellow. Let's see. Whoop. Strange, the colors here. Maybe. Very strange. All right, so in case any of you are wondering, the background is something called the Gopal Prakat Stali. So Gopal, of course, if you're wondering who Gopal is the deity that was discovered by Sri Madhavendra Puri at Govardhan, which is seen in the background as Govardhan there. And it was originally installed by Brajanabha. And this is where Gopal was discovered. So what happened was when Madhavendra Puri was there, he was fasting, basically, waiting for prasadam. He had taken a vow that he wouldn't eat unless someone actually gave him prasadam. And no one actually gave him prasadam. Until, what happened? Until a little boy, someone's asking, where am I in the spiritual world? Hold on a second. So until, what happened? Until the little boy came up to him, gave him some here, and that little boy was Krishna, but he didn't recognize that it was Krishna at that particular juncture. And that night he had a dream, and the little boy came to him and he said that I have been hidden in the bushes around this particular place, so please find me. So Madhavendra Puri came and he found this big deity of Gopal, who later on became Sri Nathji, and situated at Nathdwar. And with, I guess he was in the bushes, so there had to be a lot of choppers to discover him in the bushes. And then what happened is that they carried him to the top of Govardhan Hill and installed him. And this is where he was discovered. It's called the Gopal Prakat Stali, in case some of you are interested. This is the temple that commemorates the spot. Where am I? The question is, where am I? In Govardhan. Where else would I be? In front of the Gopal Prakat Stali. So, for those of you who don't know, this is the Gopal Prakat Stali. So, anyway, so, let's see. Of course, obviously, we're not at Govardhan right now. Because if we were at Govardhan, it would be the middle of the night or early in the morning, and it would be completely dark. So, wherever we are Kesara, Sara, whatever we'll be, we'll be. Alright, so let's continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Ganata Miranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So now we will go on and share our screen. and we're going to be able to see the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So if anyone's interested in going to India with us, just let me know later. And I don't know when I'm going to be going to India next, but we're definitely missing Govardhan. Maybe we should share a different video in our background. Let's do a different video. Let's do your... That's actually better. Okay. Hold on a second. Now in front of Anior. Okay, let's continue. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami on the tattvas and the bhavas and all the aspects of devotional service, and actually upon the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sanatana Goswami is going to guess that Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga Avatar in a second. So let's continue. Surupa Lakshana Ratatashta Lakshana Edvi Lakshane Vastu Jane Muni Gana. By two symptoms, personal characteristics and marginal characteristics, the great sages can understand an object. That's going to be explained here. Actually, no, so let's say, all right, let's continue, and then we'll give an example of that. Akriti prakriti sarupa sarupa lakshana karyadvara jnana itatashta lakshana. Bodily features, nature, and form are the personal characteristics. Knowledge of his activities provide the marginal characteristics. So let me give a more concrete example. So the direct characteristics, Swarupa Lakshana, which is described here. Let's go back. Swarupa Lakshana, personal characteristics, direct characteristics of a pure devotee are what? The direct characteristic is that he simply loves Krishna. The marginal characteristics are that he's dancing in ecstasy. Okay. And the marginal characteristics are evidence of the Swarupa Lakshana, the direct characteristics. Anyway. Bhagavata Rambe Vyasa Mangala Charane Parameshwara Nirupila Edvi Lakshane. In the auspicious invocation at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva has described the Supreme Personality of Godhead by these symptoms. So this is the first verse. Janma jascha tondhya dhitarascha teshva vigyasvarat tene brahma vrida Yadadi kaviye buyanti yatsuriyaha tejo varimadam yatavani mayo yatra trisargo mrsha damna svena sadana rasta kokam sacham param dimahi. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he's the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, though they are unreal. The whole philosophy is contained in this verse. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. I mean, I can give several classes about this, but I'm not going to right now. This verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 111, that means the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, links the Srimad Bhagavatam with the Vedanta Sutra with the words, Janma Yasya Yataha. And in fact, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature commentary of the Vedanta Sutra written by who? Srila Vyasadeva, or spoken by Srila Vyasadeva. It is stated that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, is the absolute truth beyond the material creation. This has been accepted by all acharyas. Even Shankaracharya, the most elevated impersonalist, says in the beginning of his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, Narayana Puro Vyaktat, that means Narayana, or Krishna, is transcendental, beyond this material world. When this material creation is not yet manifested from the Mahatattva, it is called Avyakta, which means not manifested. And when it is demonstrated from that, so total energy is called Vyakta, that means manifest, something that's manifest. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond this Vyakta Avyakta. That means manifested, unmanifested. Actually, Prabhupada says this. Manifested and unmanifested material nature. This is the chief qualification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he assumes a particular incarnation. Krishna tells Arjuna that although they both took birth many, many times before, Krishna remembers everything about his previous appearances, but Arjuna does not remember. Since Krishna is beyond the cosmic creation, he is in the exalted position of being able to remember everything in the past. Everything within the cosmic creation has a material body. That's right. But Krishna, being beyond the material cosmic creation, always has a spiritual body. He imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahmaji. Although Brahma is the most important and exalted personality within this universe, he could not remember what he did in his past life. Krishna had to remind him through the heart. When Lord Brahma was thus inspired, he was able to create the entire universe, remembering everything about the past, and inspiring Lord Brahma to create our vivid examples of the characteristics called Swarup Lakshana and the Tashta Lakshana. So, in other words, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his character, that's Swarup, his Swarup, his form, and he remembers everything about the past, and enables Lord Brahma to understand everything about the past and really about the future, too. That's the Tashta. Okay, so, I wanted to say something about that. Anyway, just the whole point about Lord Brahma when he appeared from the lotus, on the lotus stem of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lotus flower that came from his navel. Then Lord Brahma tried to figure out everything for himself. He was unable to do that, and finally he was told by Krishna to engage in tapa or austerity, and then he got everything revealed in the heart. And he was able to, after that, see the Lord's abode and compose the Brahma Sangita, which we have the fifth chapter of, and those are the famous Chintamani prayers, as well as any other prayers too. Eshloke param shabde Krishna nirupana sacham shabde kahi kahe tanra sarupa lakshana. In this invocation for the Srimad Bhagavatam, the word param indicates Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the word Sacham indicates his personal characteristics. So param means supreme. That's obviously his personal characteristics, Swarupa Lakshana. and Satyam, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Param Satyam Dhimahi. Vishva Shrishtyadi Kailaveda Brahmaki Padaila Artha Vigyata Swarup Shakti Mayadura Kaila. In that same verse, it is stated that the Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of the cosmic manifestation, and he enabled Lord Brahma to create the universe by infusing him with the knowledge of the Vedas. It is also stated that the Lord has full knowledge directly and indirectly and knows past, present, and future, and that his personal energy is separate from Maya, the illusory energy. So that's a lot to chew on. You know, we've talked about Lord Brahma before. He knows past, present, and future. People ask a question about that. I'm going to answer that in a second. Past, present, and future. His personal energy is separate from Maya, the illusory energy. So he has his internal energy and his external energy. The internal spiritual energy is his personal energy. And Maya is the illusory energy, which is a reflection or an expansion of the internal energy. So the question that people raise is, if Krishna knows past, present, and future, does that mean that there is no free will? Because Krishna knows what I'm going to do. Well, if you think about it, I know this is a point of contention with many devotees, but if you think about it, just because Krishna knows which way you're going to choose doesn't mean you're not choosing. It doesn't obviate your choice just because someone knows which way you're going to choose, because it's your choice. And then Krishna can change the future. If you take up devotional service, then your future can be changed. And even though Krishna knows the future, Krishna can arrange for the future to be changed. Oh my God. Because it's God. Don't try to understand Krishna. Glorify him, love him, serve him. But if you ever think you can fully understand Krishna, you are wrong, buddy. E sabakarya tanra tathasta lakshananya avatara ache jani muni gana. All these activities are his marginal characteristics. Yes, Krishna asked Arjuna to make his choice, but Krishna knew that Arjuna was going to choose the right thing. Krishna knows. Just because Krishna knows what you're going to do doesn't mean you didn't choose it. Think about that. It doesn't mean that you're forced to act in a certain way. It means that Krishna knows, because he's God. He has to know everything. But also, Krishna can change his mind, too. That's right. Krishna could know, and then he could decide not to know, because he's God. Anyway, if that doesn't make sense, that's okay. All these activities are his marginal characteristics. Great saintly persons understand the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the indications of the two characteristics known as Sarupa, Swarupa, and Tathasta. All the incarnations of Krishna should be understood in this way. Avatara kale haya jagate gochara edvi lakshane keha janaye ishvara. At the time of their appearance, the incarnations of the Lord are known in the world because people can consult the shastras to understand an incarnation's chief characteristics, known as Swarupa and Tathasta. In this way, the incarnations become known to great saintly persons. So you know their direct Swarupa characteristics, Tathasta means marginal characteristics. Sanatana kahi yata ishvara lakshana pitavarna karya premadana sankirtana. Sanatana Goswami said, the color of the personality in whom the characteristic of the Lord are found, characteristics of the Lord are found, is yellowish. He's referring to Kali Yuga right now, which he's in and which we are in. His activities include the distribution of love of God and the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So he's getting to the point now. Kali Kale, Se Krishna Vatara Nishaya Sutrata Kariyaka Ayoka Sangshaya. The incarnation of Krishna for this age is indicated by these symptoms. Please confirm this definitely so that all my doubts will go away. So he's trying to philosophically get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a corner so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will admit, yes, I'm the Yuga avatar. But you'll see how tricky it is. Sanatana Goswami wanted to confirm the fact that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna for this age. According to the Shastra, in Kali Yuga the Lord would assume a golden or yellow color and would distribute love of Krishna in the Sankirtan movement. In accordance with the Shastra and saintly persons, these characteristics were vividly displayed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was therefore clear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an incarnation of Krishna. He was confirmed by the Shastras, and his characteristics were accepted by saintly people. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not escape Sanatana Goswami's argument, he remained silent on this point, and thereby indirectly accepted Sanatana's statement, because Lord Chaitanya didn't want to say, "Yeah, I'm him!" By this, we can clearly understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the direct incarnation of Lord Krishna. Prabhu kahe chaturali chara sanatana satya vishavatarera shunavivarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "O Sanatan, you must give up your intelligent tricks." So he understood what Sanatan was trying to do. He said, don't try to put me in a corner or back me in a corner and let me force me to admit I'm the Yuga avatar. Now just try to understand the description of the Shaktivesha avatar. So Lord Chaitanya is changing the subject matter. Here. Shaktivesha avatara krishnara asankhya ganana tigdara shanakari mukhya mukhya jana. There are unlimited Shaktivesha avatars of the Lord Krishna. Let me describe the chief among them. So Shaktivesh means generally a jiva soul who is empowered to carry out a specific function. I mean, Lord Buddha is one of those Shaktivesh avatars. Srila Prabhupada is one of those Shaktivesh avatars. And Prithu Maharaj is one of those Shaktivesh. Anyway, you're going to hear about some of them. Shaktivesh dvi rupa mukhya gona deki sakshat sakje avatara avase vibhuta liki. Empowered incarnations are of two types, primary and secondary. The primary ones are directly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are called incarnations. The secondary ones are indirectly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are called vibhuti. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, you have all these vibhutis of aquatics. I'm the shark. Because you don't worship the shark, or you don't put your head in the mouth of the shark. So secondary. Vibhuti. Sanakari Narada Prithu Para Shurama Jivarupa Brahmara Avashavatara Nama. Some Shaktivesha avataras are the four Kumaras, Narada, Maharaj Prithu, and Parashurama, the warrior incarnation of Krishna. When a living being is empowered to act as Lord Brahma, he is also considered a Shaktivesha avatara. Vaikunthe shesha dara dariye ananta e mukhya shesha avatara vistare nahi hanta. Lord Shesha in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha and in the material world Lord Ananta, who carries innumerable planets on his hoods, are two primary empowered incarnations. There's no need to count the others, for they are unlimited. So, in this particular case, we can understand that these particular Shaktivesha avatars are also Vishnu Tattva. Because Shesha is Vishnu Tattva. Anyway, so there can be some overlapping between the different designations of the avatars. You could, so just like I said before, you can be a Leela avatar and a Yuga avatar. Not you, but Krishna. Sanakadye Jnana Shakti Narate Shakti Bhakti Ramaya Srishti Shakti Anante Bhudarana Shakti. The power of knowledge was invested in the four Kumaras, and the power of devotional service was invested in Narada. The power of creation was invested in Lord Brahma, and the power to carry innumerable planets was invested in Lord Ananta. Sheshesva Asevana Shati Pritute Palana Parachami Dushtana Shaka Virya Sancharana. The Supreme Personality of God invested the power of personal service in Lord Shesha, and he invested the power to rule the earth in King Pritu. Lord Parashuram received the power to kill rogues and miscreants and all the Kshatriyas. 21 times. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Pritranaya Sadanam Vinashaya Chadushkritam. Sometimes the Lord invests his power to rule in a king, like Pritu enables such a king to kill rogues and miscreants. He also invests his power in incarnations like Parashuram. And of course, Krishna invested the power of Krishna consciousness of preaching bhakti in his divine grace Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur and the other acharyas, bona fide pure devotees in our sampradaya. Jnana Shakjari Kaliya Yatravishto Janardana Tavesha Nigadyante Jiva Eva Mahatamaha. Whenever the Lord is present in someone, by portions of his various potencies, the living entity representing the Lord is called the Shaktivesha Avatara. That is an incarnation invested with special power. So this verse is found, this is a definition of Shaktivesha Avatara. Whenever the Lord is present in someone, by portions of his various potencies, the living entity representing the Lord is called the Shaktivesha Avatara. That is an incarnation invested with special power. This verse is found in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1:18. Vibhuti kaye achigita ekadashe jagat vipap vyapila krishna shatyava saveshe. As explained in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as vibhuti. The expansion of specific Maya powers is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.39. Yad yad vibhuti mat shatvam Srimad vurjitam eva chit eva va tad tariva vakka chatvam mama tejom sha sambhavam. And that's from the chapter Vibhuti Yoga, the opulence of the absolute, chapter 10. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. So that's a vibhuti. You see a big mountain, you see a shark, you see, gambling games, cheating games, gambling stands supreme. These are all like vibhutis. This is an statement by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 10:41. Atava bhogna etena kim gyatena bhaktavarjana vistabhyaham idam krishnam ekam shena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So Krishna is in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He's gone through a whole list of these different vibhutis or opulences of himself in the material world, and at the end he says, what's the need to know all of them, because actually all these are pervaded and supported by a very small fragment of his energies. This is also a statement made by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 10:42. Eta kahi lun shatyaveshavatara. You know, another thing, wielders of weapons on Ram. So there's actually a Vishnu Tattva vibhuti. Anyway. Balya poganda dharamera shunaha vichara. Thus I have explained specifically empowered incarnations. Now please hear about the characteristics of Lord Krishna's childhood, boyhood, and youth. Wow. Now we're getting exciting. Kishora Shekara Dharmi Vrajendra Nandana Prakatakli La Kadibhare Yavikara Mana. As the son of Maharaj Nanda, Lord Krishna is by nature the paragon of Kishora, youth. He chooses to exhibit his pastimes at that age. Ado prakata karaya matapita bhakta gane pache prakata haya janmadikali lakrame. Before his personal appearance, the Lord causes some of his devotees to appear as his mother, father, and intimate associates. He then appears later as if he were taking birth and growing from a baby to a child and gradually into a youth. Vayaso vividhatve pi sarvabhakti rasashrayaha dharmi kishora hivatra nichalila vilasavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally enjoying himself, and he is the shelter of all kinds of devotional service. Although his ages are various, his age, known as Kishora, pre-youth, is best of all. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 2.1.63. Kishora. And the deities in Chicago are known as Kishora, Kishori. The best of all. Putana Vadhari Atagli Lakshane Kshane Savalila Nitya Prakatakare Anukrame. When Lord Krishna appears, from moment to moment he exhibits his different pastimes, beginning with the killing of Putana. All these pastimes are eternally being demonstrated one after another. In other words, as Srila Prabhupada said, these particular pastimes are what we call a routine spool. What is a routine spool? Routine spool, Prabhupada was referring to movies. Movies used to be on a spool of film. And on a spool of film, there were different frames. Sometimes there was 25 frames per second, sometimes 30 frames, whatever it is. And so when one frame went in front of the projector, projector was like a bright light that shone on that frame, and the frames actually went so quickly one after the other that it appeared like it was moving. And of course, even with the electronic image we have here on the computer, if we watch a video, it is a manifestation of different frames. Sometimes there's 29 point something frames a second, sometimes 25 frames per second, and it appears to be a moving image, but in fact it's not moving. It's a bunch of different frames being flashed in front of us one after the other. So anyway, so the reason Prabhupada gave that example is that when you have a frame and it goes in front of the projector, the frame goes into the pickup spool, but the frame doesn't cease to exist. And in some theater, because there's many different copies of the same film that are being played in many different theaters simultaneously at different times or at different times. So in another theater, once that frame passes the projector lens, then another theater, that same frame comes into comes right in front of the projector lens. So it's an eternal pastime. It's happening somewhere. Just like we just saw this movie, The Matrix. And so somewhere, someone is watching the beginning of The Matrix. Somewhere else, someone is watching the end of The Matrix. And in between, people are watching all different parts of that movie, The Matrix. Resurrections. Anyway, so therefore, I'm not saying the movie is eternal, but therefore, it keeps being manifest, at least as long as the movie is being played in theaters. But Krishna's movie is being played, not exactly a movie, but Krishna's pastimes are being played in unlimited numbers of universes. So let's say right now there's the pastime of Krishna killing Putana. Right now there's the pastime of Krishna killing the Gausura that's taking place in some universe. So these are all eternal pastimes that are occurring one after the other. And as soon as they end somewhere else, in one place, then they continue in another place. Ananta Brahmanda Tara Nakika Ganana Kona Lila Kona Brahmande Haya Prakatana. The consecutive pastimes of Krishna are being manifested in one of the innumerable universes moment after moment. But in any case, some pastime of the Lord is being manifested every moment in one universe or another. Exactly what I said. Every pastime of the Lord is being manifest somewhere in some universe right now. Well, right now. I don't know if right now applies because of different time sequences or a different understanding of time in different universes. Who knows? This is beyond our realm of understanding. But still, the pastimes are nitya-lila. Nitya-lila means eternal. They're continuing to occur. So you can go, after you leave your body, you can go to where Krishna's pastimes are taking place in some material universe. And generally, that is the case, that you go to where Krishna's pastimes are taking place in some material universe. And this way you get trained up, so when you do, like, transcend this material world, you can fit in. You know, it's like basic training. Generally, a devotee who achieves perfection, he or she takes birth where Krishna's pastimes are taking place before they actually go back to the spiritual world. And sometimes the devotees are very close to perfection. You know, just a little bit lacking perfection. They take birth where Krishna's pastimes are, and then the final purification occurs at that particular point. For example, if they're a gopi, and they're called by Krishna's flute to dance with him, and their husbands don't let them go. You know, husbands have this characteristic. And they just leave their bodies, and that is their final purification. So, Emata Sabalila Yena Gangadara Se Se Lila Prakatakare Prajendra Kumara. Thus, the Lord's pastimes are like the flowing of Ganges water. In this way, all the pastimes are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj. Wow, that is so cool. Okay. All right. Krami balya pagonda kaishorata prapti rasari lilakare kaishore dichastiti. Lord Krishna exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. When he reaches pre-youth, he continues to exist eternally to perform his rasa dance and other pastimes. It's like 16 years of old. That's the best time. Just at 16. The comparison made here is very interesting. Krishna does not grow like an ordinary human being, even though he exhibits the pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. In other words, he exhibits different manifestations of his transcendental body, but it's not that he grows like we do because of all the little cells dividing and subdividing and all that other nice stuff and the hormones. When he reaches the age of pre-youth, Kaishora, he does not grow any older. He simply remains in his Kaishora age. He is therefore described in the Brahma Sanhita 533 as Nava Yovana. In other words, Prabhupada said when Krishna was on the battle of Kurukshetra, he just looked like a 16-year-old youth. Wow. Advaita Machutam, he didn't look like an old man, like in the Sistine Chapel. Anani Mananta Rupa Madhyam Purana Purusham Navyovanam Chavedeshu Dulabha Madhulabha Matmabhaktau Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. This Nava Yovana, or pre-youth, is the eternal transcendental form of Krishna. Krishna never grows older than Nava Yovana, new youth. Nitya Lila Krishnara Savashastre Kaya Vujite Napare Lila Kemane Nitya Hoya. Descriptions of Krishna's eternal pastimes are in all the revealed scriptures. but one cannot understand how they are continuing eternally. I mean, this is inconceivable for us. Dushtanta diya kahi tabe loka yadi jane Krishna lila nitya jyotish chakra pramane. Let me give an example by which people may understand Lord Krishna's eternal pastimes. An example may be found in the zodiac. It means the places where the planets are. Okay, so today we read up to 386. And we were almost finished with this chapter. Okay, and tomorrow we will continue from that point. Okay, so now we will stop sharing. And now we will allow you to unmute yourselves. That is how merciful we are. And you can ask a question either by unmuting yourself and Gopal Das Das Anudas as a question.
Please send my base in Sichula Gurudev.
Okay.
Earlier, the verse from Bhagavad Gita was read where Krishna said, what's the use of all this detailed knowledge? And yet, throughout the entire Bhagavad Gita and many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam and here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya spend a great deal of time describing all of these detailed things. So if Krishna says, what's the use, then why is he spending all the time doing it?
Well, what's the use for pure devotees? Because the pure devotees already understand Janma Jasya Yataha Ahamsa Rasha Prabhu Mataksa Savram Pravartate. And they already love Krishna. But for those who are not quite in that stage, which is, I guess, everybody, or almost everybody, they need some, like, a wow moment to be impressed. I mean, just like, the other day I was looking at the stars. Don't worry, I'm a sannyasi. I wasn't looking at the stars and feeling romantic, that's for sure. I was looking at the stars and thinking how great Krishna is. So that's vibhuti. It helps connect me to Krishna, to understand, appreciate Krishna's greatness and wonderfulness. Or just like the other day, we described with my mother that Krishna arranged that a particular devotee, Tulsi Devi, arrived just at the right moment before my mother passed away from this material world. So that's an opulence of Krishna, that Krishna arranges everything. So when it actually increases devotees' faith. But ultimately, if one is completely absorbed in Krishna, you don't really need it. Yeah, what is the use? If you're absorbed in Krishna and Vrindavan's, in his pastimes of Vrindavan, and you're just like dancing with Krishna or playing ball with Krishna, or you're one of the cows, I mean, you don't really need to know all that other stuff. But for the rest of us, that's there. And Arjuna is a pure devotee. And also Krishna says, what is the use? Because he's just trying to tell Arjuna that it's really, as far as my energies are concerned, it's a very insignificant portion of my energies. So that's another way he's saying, what is the use may not indicate that it's useless. There's a difference. Useless. Krishna didn't say it's useless. There's a difference between useless and what is the use. Because Krishna, it's in other words, one doesn't have to remember all these things. To go back to Godhead, you don't have to remember of aquatics, Krishna is the shark. You don't have to remember that. But you have to understand that everything, including the shark, comes from Krishna's energy, and Krishna manifests his energy, and he's the boss. So what is the use? What is the use doesn't mean it's useless. So you may be misunderstanding, thinking it's useless, that Krishna's saying it's useless. It's not useless, the knowledge. So that's another way of understanding. Okay, who else has a question? Krishna, yes, Krishna was Grandpa. Grandpa Krishna. Maybe he was even great-grandfather at that particular time. So, you know, Grandpa Krishna. And, you know, sometimes in the West they depict God with a beard. In the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo depicted God like with a beard reaching out to Adam. Adam was the first person. Anyway, it's like Manu. That's why I'm Buva Manu. And Adam, I guess they're the same persons. Or same person. So any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. This is Rishikesh.
Rishikesh, good to see you.
My wish is Gurudev. My question is, you know, this Krishna's pastimes are eternal. It goes on, as you know, in every universe. So these demons like Agasura, Bali Maharaj, are they same person which go along with Krishna, or they are different souls, you know, in different universes?
They're not necessarily the same persons. They can be different souls, and they can be different types of demons, and different varieties of demons. No, they're not necessarily the same person. I mean, just it. I don't know. Be the best thing to in each universe appear as a Gosara, because if you read about the past lives of these demons, you'll find out that they are actually. Usually were Brahmanis who committed some offense, or some king who committed an offense and were cursed in some way or other to become demons. So it doesn't. There's no indication it's the same. They're the same persons. Partha Sarati.
So the person who becomes Putana, she may be having a different history, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can become Putana if you like.
Why not? So, I'll become a mother of Krishna.
So, yeah. Partha Sartadidi in South India has a mustache. Prabhupada said Krishna didn't have a mustache. So, you know, so that sometimes people speculate a little bit. Krishna did not have a mustache, I guarantee. 16 years old, you know, 16, you can have a mustache, but, you know, Krishna was not, did not have a mustache. But, you know, they have deities depicted in different ways that were not completely accurate. I mean, even one ISKCON temple, they used to dress Krishna up as, they shouldn't do this, but they used to dress Krishna up as Santa Claus during Christmas. And they used to decorate the altar in such a way so that it looked like Krishna and Radharani riding on a sled through the snow. So people can do so many things by dint of their imagination, but doesn't mean it's necessarily true. I mean, if Krishna wanted to have a mustache, he could have a mustache. He's not limited to one type of hair. And many of Krishna's devotees, they have different types of hair. I mean, Narada Muni has blonde hair. That's described in the Bhagavatam. Imagine Narada Muni. And what film have you ever seen with Narada Muni with blonde hair and blue eyes? But it's true. So here's one. Past lives. Please have my vases. All glories from Guru who stay at Brahma. Cannot remember, yes, his past life. King Barbara said, some people claim to remember their past lives. Some people can remember their past lives. Jata Smarana, they have that opulence. They can remember. Some people under hypnotic regression can remember their past lives. Some people, when they're little babies, can remember their past lives. This is not always the case. I was just with someone in Fiji, and he said that, I think he said he was my father in a past life. Oh, my God. So, could be. Could be. My past life, I was Kamsa. No, I wasn't. That would be a great benediction. Okay, any other questions or comments that anyone would like to make at this particular juncture? Here's one about the avatars. Krishna is rasa bhoga, he enjoys rasa. So how many different avatars? Unlimited. Unlimited. And you just came back from India. Actually, Krishna has so many avatars. The Prabhupada said even Lord Ram went to Brazil because Lord Ram was chasing after, was actually kidnapped by Ahir Ravana, and Hanuman had to come to save him. And that was in Brazil. There's a tunnel, Prabhupada said, between Lanka and Brazil. And so Ahir Ravana, who is related to our friend Ravan, kidnapped Ram and Lakshman and imprisoned them, and Hanuman had to, and this is a pastime, of course. Ram is perfectly capable of saving himself. So Hanuman came and appeared to have rescued them. So yeah, so there's avatars that appear at other places. Don't white, gold, just India, go to Brazil. Why don't you go to Lanka, Sri Lanka? Because Lord Ram was certainly there, Hanuman was certainly there, Vibhishana is still there. So, you cannot say Krishna just by taking a plane and going somewhere. It's a question of consciousness. Consciousness or Krishna consciousness is evoked by transcendental sound. On that happy note, Pranamada. Yes.
Please accept my humble obeisances, all grace to Prabhupada.
Yes, your divine grace.
Oh, Krishna. Maharaj, you read that sloka today, 1041.
Yeah.
So my question is, transcendental is God beyond the nature. Immense is God in the nature. Vibhutis, all the vibhutis.
Vibhuti is about God within the... about manifestations of God's power, vibhuti.
So now question comes that all these vibhutis, immense in the nature, are also God, but they are all created of three modes.
No.
The shard.
Not all the vibhutis are comprised. Let's go back to the Bhagavad Gita. Hold on a second.
Mostly,
yes, but what is it? What are wielders of weapons? I am what?
Parashuram. Bhrigupati.
Bhrigupati. I think there's a... he also says Ram. Is he referring to
Parashuram? Yeah, Ram. Can be Ram. Yes, Ram also.
Ramchandra. So Ramchandra, yes. Ramchandra is not a vibhuti.
But that's very few. But mostly...
I know there's very few. So among the list... among the list, most are, let's say, within the material world, but there is a few exceptions in the list given in the 10th chapter of the Gita.
So what will be the destination if somebody absorbs in the mind, amongst the senses is the mind? I mean, everybody is absorbing the mind.
I know, they stay in the material world. What is the destination of someone who is absorbed in a shark?
I'm asking you.
They become a shark.
That doesn't solve the problem.
No, what does solve the problem? It gets rid of them.
Because 7.132 Bhagavatam, it says, the among six types of people goes back home, back to Godhead. They have one common thing, abheshutu agam hitta. They are absorbed in Krishna.
Yeah, they're absorbed in Krishna. So, but if someone is absorbed in the vibhutis without relationship to Krishna, they don't go back to Krishna.
That's not fair when he says he claims immense is God in the nature.
Yeah. No, if you understand that it's God's vibhuti, you go back to Godhead. But if you just see the vibhuti without a connection to God, rite ritam napratyeta napratyeta chatmanitad vajad atmano mayam yatabhasha yatabhatamaha. That's illusion.
That's true.
It's not, you know, if you just say, well, I'm going to meditate on a shark since Krishna says, you know, that represents me in the material world, then you're going to become a shark in the next life. But if you understand the shark is a manifestation of Krishna's energy, then you can actually become Krishna conscious. But just the vibhuti without connection with the Krishna, what is this technical word, vibhutor? I'm playing English. Shaktiman. Just the Shakti without manifest, without the understanding of Shaktiman, then you're in Maya, you're in illusion. Yes, Maya is also Krishna's energy, but if you're absorbed in that. Anyway. Okay, we got to end now. Don't think
but it's short. But it says, Maharaj, once in Ishopanishad, it said one should study Vidya and Avidya of Lord, both.
Yes, you have to understand the connection, but if you just study Avidya without understanding its connection with Vidya, then you stay in the material world.
Very good. Very good answer.
But you have to understand the connection between both, sambandha, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sambandha gyan means the connection. Right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah, technically speaking, when you talk about sambandha gyan, it means the connection between the tattvas. You know, how they relate to each other. It doesn't mean just as individual tattvas, but how all the tattvas relate to each other. That's sambandha gyan.
Correct.
All right, see you later, alligator. Oh, sorry, see you later. See you later. One day we will rescue you from Alachua.
Okay.
And you will again become happy. So anyway, so you'll realize your eternal nature.
Maharaj, maybe I should not say this in the format. Prahladananda Maharaj is supposed to be here today, last 3 days, but he didn't come because our president did not allow because he doesn't have a vaccine.
I know that.
I said this in public. I'm sorry.
I know that. I know all about that because I just spoke to Dwight Payana. He told me the whole story.
Oh, Krishna.
He spoke.
I spoke to Mother Mukha. Mother Mukha says, "Well, that's the law we have. I mean, what do you want to do?" I said, "I'm not changing anything. I'm just asking you that you could have told me. Maybe he could have stayed somewhere, but just to tell him not to come. That's like I don't know. It's a little." But then
anyway, I'm not going to enter into the local politics there. That's why you should leave and join the Sankirtan. You should leave and join the Sankirtan movement. Okay, enough jokes.
Can you convince Prahladananda Maharaj to take vaccine?
To take what?
Vaccine.
Can I convince Krishna to give me $10 billion? So we'll talk about it. So anyway, all right. Anyway, all glories to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.